God wasn't trying to pull a gotcha moment when he commanded us to pursue hospitality. God's word is true, so he knows exactly what he's doing. He has full confidence that you can accomplish what he's called you forth to do, no questions asked. It's been 16 years since that first season of football, and one of our family's most significant spheres of influence for the kingdom of God has come from taking our hospitality on the road. I brought hospitality to playgrounds and parks, to fields and forests, but mostly to hundreds of games for varying sports. I've hosted brunches for the team while squeezed in hotel rooms and organized potlucks in more gyms than I care to count. I've done church in the stands while moms have cried over overwhelming circumstances. And I've seen God show up in mighty ways simply by saying yes to walking a road of welcome. It begins with simple, steadfast steps of surrender. And often our smallest steps, repeated over time, hold the most significance. As you go about today's activities, love your neighbor as yourself at the bank, on the football field, at your grocery store, and anywhere your daily grind takes you. Extend a longer blanket because you never know what might happen when you offer up your own version of goldfish crackers and applesauce to those around you. One invitation may change a generation. I'll never forget my mom's simple declaration to me when I was 15. "Honey, with summer break beginning, I've signed you up as a weekly volunteer at the nursing home." "You did what?" I didn't say it, but I thought it. Dread, discomfort, and nerves set in. This was not how I envisioned my summer break. Yet my mom knew her high school daughter and knew what I needed more than I needed television and endless free time. My mom was and is a studier of my spirit. A wonderful lesson I've gleaned from her and applied with my own children. By stripping away my comfort zone and cracking open the door to a God-sized appointment, she knew my selfish heart would soften. It took 2 weeks for me to get past the bad attitude, 2 weeks of complaining, 2 weeks of discomfort, and 2 weeks spent attempting to change my mom's mind. Sorry, Mom. But then it happened. A whole new world opened for me. A self-absorbed high schooler crossed generational lines and experienced fully what Psalm 78, verse 3 talks about, the things we have heard and known and that our fathers have passed down to us. I sat at the feet of wisdom and soaked in stories that breathed of lives well spent, as well as desperate cries from those whose paths held soul-wrenching regret, who longed for a do-over. It's as if the Holy Spirit whispered, "Listen up, young thing. Open your heart to what I have in store for you this summer. Tear off the blinders and learn from the past generations. Heed their words, share their stories, and remember." I remember, all right. I remember the hard mixture of smells, of sickness and fragility and disinfectant, and lots of sweet, soft perfumes and tobacco. I remember the juxtaposition of sounds, of love and laughter from a grandchild's rare visit, hidden amid cries and cursing during physical therapy. Those sensory memories never quite leave you. But more importantly, I remember the transforming power of their life stories, stories that opened a door through which he boldly stepped.